Okay, we're recording. We're live. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Not bad.
Why don't you introduce yourselves?
That's the host job.
So well, please. I'm turning it around today.
This is Madison to my left.
We're introducing each other. Now say the best thing about me.
My cousin, and we have the same birthday.
That's true.
Not a compliment. It's just a fact.
You were born on the same day in different years, to be clear.
In different years.
June 14th.
Yes.
Far apart.
Like yeah.
Galaxy, I'm far, the young, far away. Pretty one.
I'm the older, handsome one.
That's a lie.
And I'm Larry. How's everybody doing today?
Did Madison introduce me?
Oh, that's Robert over there.
To your right.
Yeah, to my right is Robert. He prefers to be called Robert.
I do not.
Robert Jr., actually.
Hey, Robert.
Yes.
While we're doing this, you can do what I'm doing for this will come in handy for later.
Record him recording you.
Yeah. Pictures. Take some photos. I'll take one of you. And
can you take
good
ones?
No, Larry, I don't have shoes on.
I can't see your feet.
Take it from me up. Yeah.
All I see is your knees and above.
I told Larry to let me edit his photo so I look better in them.
She didn't like the photos I took.
I don't look good in. I don't. I was like...
They're abnormal.
Well, look, I'm the only one doing this stuff, so I kind of make choices executively.
I mean, that's fair.
Madison, look.
All right, picture taking going on. So how's this, everybody out there doing today? We are here to record another top five episode. This one... What's your top five favorite things to do in Southern California? So, RJ, you have a very discreet definition of what that means, so take it away.
I think we talked about it. As far north as the valley and as far south as the border at San Ysidro. So anywhere in between.
San Diego to, like,
yeah,
Chatsworth,
I mean,
basically.
Yeah, so Camarillo. Santa Barbara's out.
If you go over the hill.
You're out. So that's out.
What about Big Bear?
Yeah, so... You'll see one of my spots kind of includes that a little bit, so not to
good to know
away,
because I went even further.
I didn't know we could. I was told specifically
Southern California,
not much higher than LA.
Yeah,
who told you that?
Well, not elevation higher, but like latitude.
I didn't think elevation higher. That wasn't the problem.
Well, you have a list. We'll go through it.
Oh my god,
that's okay.
Mine'll just be much more like Southern California stuff.
Tell us about
like
your
Los Angeles,
your
California
CPA exam.
No.
Come on.
I just,
she feels really good about it. I can tell.
I feel so great that I did well and definitely going to pass on first try.
If you didn't catch that out there, Madison's taking the CPA exam. She did her second leg this week.
Second. I did. My second test.
Of how many?
Five.
RJ.
5 4-hour tests.
Please don't do that.
Sorry.
I have to edit those things out.
I know.
It's
sorry.
Really tedious work.
Well, just cut his mic off. Just.
Then I got to lean over there, and it's
oh
just
my gosh.
It's you know.
Like the new MacBook Pro.
Nothing's easy. Nothing's easy. Yeah, using the new computer today.
Oh, you got a new computer.
I had to get the newfangled hub to connect to everything.
I can barely hear Madison in my headphones.
I can hear myself.
Yeah, I think your sound level looks pretty decent.
So it's fine. You know what?
I'm super loud.
You have a new laptop. My laptop's from 2014.
So was mine.
And it doesn't... You know how long it takes to start up?
How long?
2 minutes and 17 seconds.
10 minutes.
No, come on.
I'm literally not
wow.
joking. And I can put it on full charge, close it, open it up the next day, and it's dead. Like, what happened?
It's time for a new one.
Yikes.
I don't want to get a new one, though. I like this one. It has all my... You know why I like it? It has a CD port still. I know I don't
it's got
need
a CD
that.
Wow.
No, I haven't.
What's that?
I haven't used the CD player. In so long, but like I want it still. I want the option.
Can you even buy CDs? Or I guess you can watch
sure
a DVD
can.
Movies.
Yeah, I can watch a DVD. Yeah. You sure you can still buy CDs?
Should we also say, Madison, that you get the keys to your new home tomorrow?
I do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. We'll have to do top five favorite things to do when you buy a new house.
Yeah. Try not to get asbestos as you scrape the ceiling.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's going to be a good one.
Don't spill paint on the floor when you paint.
That's going to be impossible.
Don't scratch the walls when you move the new washing
impossible.
Machine in.
No party.
That's definitely impossible. That's like step one.
Step
is
one,
really?
Party.
I expect an
step
invite.
Two,
no, step one is scrape ceilings. And get
oh, it has the popcorn
get,
ceilings?
Yeah, and then get asbestos. So.
Just wear a mask. I mean, it's coronavirus time. It's kind of timely. For
yeah,
that.
You kind of just
you might even
commit.
Have trouble finding one. A mask.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now, then I was breathing in.
People may hear I've got a little bit of a...
It builds an immunity.
I've got a little bit of a stuffy nose going on. Suffering from coronavirus.
Well, they said the CDC did say today that it's going to come into the States.
Yeah. Well, there's already a case in California.
It's a matter of time.
Well, there's already been multiple cases.
Well, no, of somebody who got it, went to China.
Okay, got it.
Or knows somebody who went to China.
But chances of you dying are not good.
They're not. Yeah, they're not.
2%.
Someone in Chicago caught it from someone by not going to... They didn't go to China. They caught it from someone here.
In Italy, too.
I know them. Well, I don't know them personally, but I know them by association. They're my friend's dad.
I also want to say, back to your home, I did get approved to move into an apartment right in downtown Fullerton.
Whoa!
I must say, my only motivation for doing so, I don't care what other people do, but when I found out that you got a home, I was like, well... I am 40. I should probably move out. So.
And I'm 23.
And that one popped up. So it's right when you drive down Highland and you know the Wilshire roundabout?
Yeah.
It's right there.
Wow.
So
fancy.
Walking distance.
I'll pick him up on the way to Bootleggers.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Everybody got their Truly? Not sponsored by Truly?
No, but it tastes good.
All right. So top five things to do in Southern California. Who wants to go first? Madison, since you weren't entirely sure what the rules were, let's hear what you got first.
Okay. Start with five, right?
Yep.
Okay. For my number five, I put Mission San Juan Capistrano.
Ooh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun there.
Yeah,
it is. It's just kind of got like a ton of history, and it's just a afternoon walk around and...
Cool city to hang out in.
Yeah, they have restaurants, like kind of classic Mexican restaurants.
Near the mission.
Yeah, well, and
then
you just hop off the train. It's right there.
That's
true. You can take the train
down
there.
Take the Amtrak. It jumps you like a half a mile from the chapel.
Yeah.
And there's two restaurants right on the track, too, right by that movie theater?
Yeah.
There's
there
a bunch of restaurants.
There's a Mexican restaurant down the street that I always go to, though.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I like the history. It's just kind of fun to walk around.
It's a cool, fun day.
See it all.
San Juan's a nice old town.
Yeah.
Not a lot. It's not too big, so it's not overwhelming.
It's not overwhelming. Quiet.
Yeah.
And
especially if you take the train.
Yeah.
That's always a fun ride.
No parking.
I didn't think about that one.
I did.
There's so many things to do in California.
Obviously.
That's what I see.
What's going to be great about this one. We're almost certainly not going to have overlapping things to do.
Well, except for maybe one.
There's one. Probably do.
But where that one is on our list is...
That one is not on my list.
Okay, so it's not on your list. Where it's on your list
is...
It's probably higher up.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
It's a little higher.
I didn't have a lot of differentiation between five and one. I did. I'll have them in order, but like five is not that much worse than one. But what do you have for your fifth?
So this is weird. I think... You have to be here at the right time of year, but going to, in one day, the beach, the snow, and the desert, if the snow exists.
Have you ever done that?
I never have myself.
We should
but
do that.
I've always wanted to. It's a little warm now, so the snow's melted, but when it was raining, obviously, we could have done all three in one day.
Yeah, they used to have a surfing skiing tournament. I don't know if they still do that or not. I haven't heard about it in a long time.
And so for all of our millions of listeners, since we're in Fullerton, we're about 2 hours from the snow, half hour from the beach, and about an hour from the desert.
Where do you start? What order do you go in?
That's the thing. I would just go beach and start working your way north, I guess.
What desert would you go to?
Death Valley, maybe, or
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, yeah.
So I was thinking starting desert, beach, snow.
But then...
Because the sun's going to wear you out.
Well, the snow and the desert are going to be close to each other. The beach is going to be far away.
Right.
So you have to kind of do the desert. And
depends
snow
on which
together.
Desert you go to, though.
But the beach is not near any snow.
I'll work my way up.
You could do Newport and then.
Go in the morning. Do like
Palm Springs or Death Valley and then do Big Bear or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
That's a lot of driving, but a lot of fun. You're going to definitely see something you'll never get anywhere else in the world, really.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
My number five was to go to the Bolsa Chica State Beach. So you got to go to a beach, right? That's kind
of
mandatory. I chose Bolsa Chica because it's huge. It's like 3 miles long. There's tons of parking, so you don't have to worry about parking too much. They've got like 200 fire rings, and it's a big wide beach, so it's not really crowded, except for maybe 4th of July. So if you're going to go to a beach, that's the one I would suggest you go to. Because it's easy, especially if you're a tourist and you don't want to...
And you want to do the fire stuff, because most beaches don't have
the fire.
Yeah,
you want to stay like into the evening and maybe do a bonfire at night or something like that.
Marshmallows.
Or if you have an RV, even better, you
can
park. There's like 40 RV spots over to parking.
That's right, there is.
Yeah, it's a great place for, like in the wintertime, to go camp in your RV.
I'm not going to the beach in the wintertime.
But if you're from like...
Canada?
South Dakota...
that I guess might it's be fun. Warm compared to that, but the water's still cold.
You're not going in the water.
Yeah, I don't know.
The water's cold year round, pretty much.
Marshmallows and yeah. You gotta have a guitar, right?
Yeah,
or ukulele.
You need to have a guitar or ukulele. Beers.
Not allowed at the beach, but who's to say you
red
would
solo
hide them? Hey, you just put them in like a sock or
I guess if you have an RV, you just go in your RV and
exactly. Yeah.
Do it that way.
Or just put them in, pour them in your little, pour them in a cup and just
pour
them in
a cup. Yeah, red solo cup.
Just
yeah, any cup. It doesn't have to be a red solo.
Be daring.
Cup.
Live once. You only live once, I should say. YOLO.
Yeah.
YOLO.
All right, that was my number five. Let's go backwards. You want your number four?
So I combined these two. I've been to both Santa Monica and Venice Beach. They're both famous beaches. Venice is a dump, actually, but once you actually get there, but
except for Muscle Beach,
it's part of the culture of Southern California, I think. So, and Santa Monica Pier is very famous. It's
huge,
glorified carnival, but lots of cool restaurants once you're back on the street across PCH, and it's cool to look at. Great views. You can see up into the mountains up to Malibu, I think. Right. Mm-hmm. So, there's a roller coaster, some boardwalk style games.
It's like Coney Island kind of a thing.
Yeah, Coney Island West. Decent food. But no, it's something to see. Take a picture of. The sign's world famous, too. So I would... Yeah.
That's a good one.
I've never been to Venice, and I haven't been to Santa Monica Pier since I was, like, 10, when it was, like, don't go to Santa Monica Pier.
It's just
it
a crappy
drive.
No, it's not, so when I went...
Well,
I
remember back in the day, it was like, no, don't go there.
Yeah, I went in December. It's fine. It was great.
Yeah, I think it's okay. It's relatively safe.
The,
I wouldn't go,
the
like,
drive sucks.
Midnight. The drive sucks. I mean, getting anywhere on the west side is really challenging.
Yeah, all the
really
time.
Challenging. In fact, I'll go next because that's a good segue into my number two, which was...
Four.
I mean, sorry, number four. My second one, the Getty, which is not too far from Santa Monica.
Eight miles.
No, 8 miles?
I think 8 miles or so.
Are you going to say something?
I like the Getty. I like the
the monorail?
I like the garden better than the actual art.
So. Yeah, so the Getty's got a lot. For those of you who don't know, it's a museum. It's in West LA, so it's like in prime, super expensive real estate. And it's up on a hillside. It's free. You get charged to park, then they take
$20
a ram
or so. Yeah,
so that's basically $20. Right. But it's got great architecture. The facility is amazingly architecturally designed. It's got phenomenal art, statues and paintings. And photographs, and it's got a great outdoor.
It's like
garden.
A rose garden they have there. It's like a maze.
And one of
like
the best views in all of Southern California. On a clear day, you can see Catalina Island. You can see Santa Monica and Malibu. You can see downtown LA.
The homes below.
You can see the Hollywood sign.
Just mansions, yeah.
Mansions, beautiful. Yeah. It's right by Riviera Country Club. So super nice area.
I went in January. I went, and I wasn't feeling 100%. They had a Rembrandt display. And I'll be honest, I was really bored. So I sat down in one of the rooms and I was streaming the Lakers game because I just didn't care about the art, to be honest.
Like,
so, yeah, I was.
Yeah, I'm that's a cool place to hang out. Even if you're not an art snob, they got a nice little cafeteria. Good
they do.
Food.
Mm-hmm. Nice restaurant. So
yeah, just a good place to hang outside for the cost of parking. But getting there is a challenge. So that was my point. And my segue is anything on like the west side of the 405 freeway is a gigantic PITA.
Mm.
As they say.
Got it.
Yeah. All right, like, number four, Madison.
I was like,
hit me.
I'll paint it.
Once you start saying it out.
It's a big, dog friendly.
Okay, I get it now. Okay, so my number four, I picked kind of for nostalgia. I haven't been there in quite a while, so I don't know how it is still. But I picked Balboa Island.
Ooh, nice.
They have
Orange County, Newport Beach, yeah.
Yeah, they have the... arcade there. They have like a trampoline thing going on.
Is that the island
ice
or the
cream?
Peninsula?
I think they're the same thing.
Because there's an actual island, but there's the ferry that
you
goes across.
You have to take the ferry there, so I think.
The ferry on the peninsula side is where the fun zone is.
Right.
Yeah, the fun zone.
There you
That's
go.
What
yeah.
I'm talking
That's
about.
That's where my prom in high school was at, the fun zone. Yeah.
Or in the arcade.
Yeah, drive
there.
Your car over there. It's like $4 to get across.
That was always fun as a
200
kid,
yards.
Too. Yeah. But like, as a kid, like driving the car onto the boat.
Oh, that's a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, they have a Ferris wheel. They have frozen bananas there that are supposed to be.
Oh, like Disneyland style frozen bananas? Like,
I don't know. Do they have? Oh yeah. Yes, like that. I've never had. I don't like bananas. So
what?
I just know there's
a lot of things Madison.
There's like a frozen banana shop that's been there for like a long time. That's why I know it.
How about snow cones? Do they have snow cones?
I'm sure they have snow cones. We can get you a snow cone.
That's an essential.
What flavor snow cone?
Half blue, half red.
Like blueberry and cherry?
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
But even Babel Island's kind of a cool little place. Like all the homes are really unique and small and tiny and ridiculously expensive. Like there's some good shopping down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a nice little.
I liked the arcade though. The arcade as a kid was
for kids. It's a great deal. Yeah.
You just give them a bunch of quarters and let them go.
Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah. See you
later.
We'll
be in the bar. Yeah. All right. So that was 5 and 4, right? So we're down to 3.
Yes,
I'll go first this time. So my number 3 was the train to San Diego. So Madison talked about the San Juan Capistrano. That's a stop on the way to San Diego, and you can go from Union Station in L.A. to San Diego, Santa Fe Station, in like, it's probably 2 hours and 40 minutes, 2:45. It's a long trip.
No,
it's definitely
by train.
Oh, from L.A.
From
L.A.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From here, it's like 2 hours.
From here, it's about 2 hours and 40. Yeah. And then we're probably 20, 30 minutes removed from
that.
Yeah.
But
and
it's a fun ride because you're a lot on the way, you're literally right on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the waves crash and people.
And the trick is though, get a seat in the bar car.
Yeah.
And then you can drink beers, they serve food, wine.
Or be near the bar car and get a seat upstairs where you can see stuff.
For maximum viewing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll stop at San Juan on the way. But if you get down all the way to San Diego, you can walk from there to the gas lamp. It's about a 5 or 6 minute walk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can catch a Padres game. You can just wander around Gas Lamp, or you can get off early and go to Little Italy.
Yes,
get
course.
Some killer Italian food.
Old Town.
Old Town.
Old Town's there.
Which is another stop further up, I think. So that's a good day, and it's only like, I think it's like $40 each way.
Yes,
which is about as much as you're going to pay in gas and parking.
Right, and how do you factor in time and just
no stress.
No stress,
because
it
is an awful drive.
It is.
There's a lot of traffic, especially on the way back. I don't know why on the way
back. Just driving anywhere in Southern California. If you can avoid it at all.
It's as bad as everybody says. If you don't live here, trust us. You know what? Here's my take on traffic in California. It's like during rush hour, it's as bad as it is anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like rush hour 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Especially going on the 91 East to Riverside for whatever reason.
It's because everybody who moved out there because they couldn't afford to live anywhere else.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Larry, how long's your commute in the morning?
Well, I leave at 6:15 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, so it's like a half an hour. But coming home, it's about an hour and 10 minutes.
Well, for how many miles, though?
26 miles.
Okay, so that's better than mine. I leave at 6:40 in the morning, 30 miles, takes me minimum two hours.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Both ways.
Well, not after you move.
I know.
This is the reason for the move.
I'll be 15 miles away, but it'll only take me 30 minutes. How that math works.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
But...
like... I don't understand. It's because I'm not going to have to take the 5 through downtown.
Have you tried taking the 91 to the 110 in the toll road and then take that?
I can't take the toll road.
You can if you have a transponder.
Well, I don't have a transponder. Oh. That's
it won't matter now, I guess, right?
No.
When do you actually move?
I'm going to start moving in this weekend. Because
do you have a lot of stuff?
I have like nothing. I own nothing. I've been saying
one suitcase full of clothes and
I have clothes. I have a bed and I have a TV. So what more do I need?
A chair to sit on?
Maybe. No, I'm going to sit on the bed. That's all you need.
I guess.
I need a towel.
Pillows.
To take a shower.
Pillows, yes.
I need pillows and a blanket.
Yeah. How about like silverware to eat?
Bamboo. That would
fully
be
recyclable.
Nice. Yes. That would be nice to have silverware and stuff, but at the same time, I don't need it yet.
True.
Yeah, so. And to be fair, I have plates and cups, but I do not have silverware yet.
All right.
Finger foods.
Yeah.
Finger foods.
Yeah, so driving in LA sucks. No doubt about
sucks.
It.
Sucks.
Driving in Southern
That's why I like
California
taking a train
sucks.
To San Diego.
Absolutely.
Taking
a
train.
It's a lot of fun. Just being on a train is fun.
It is.
It is. It's old timey.
Very old timey.
That's why I want to take the wine train tour up in Napa. I want to do that.
I want to take that train ride we were watching on YouTube where the guy went from Switzerland through the Alps to Italy.
That was so
Ooh,
cool.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not right now with the coronavirus.
No.
Better wait till it passes.
Not in Italy. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see the whole videos of them clearing out
all
the
Delta.
Stores?
Especially Northern Italy.
Delta stopped their flights, too.
And it's been found in Sicily.
Oh, don't you hurt Sicily.
Don't you hurt them. They've been hurt enough.
You're supposed to go there in June for your birthdays, respectively.
Yeah, I need dates for that. What's so...
Well, Larry's thinking of backing out because of the virus.
We don't
want to
be spreading the pandemic. We're making it worse than it is by traveling around the world.
And there's no a vaccine doesn't do anything, they said?
Well, they don't have a vaccine yet.
Like
they're
a
working
year away.
On it.
Right, so...
Yeah.
It's basically a bad cold.
Like a really bad cold.
Yeah. That can kill you. But that's the same thing with the flu. 2% of the flu can kill you too.
It just seems to be more communicable than those.
I think it just came kind of out of nowhere. That's why it's so shocking. It's just like, a bunch of people have it. Here we are.
Everybody's freaking out.
Okay, back to the point of the why we're here. So, Madison, number three.
Yes. Okay, well, so it kind of is similar to my number four. I put Newport Beach. My favorite beach is Newport Beach.
That's nice.
Mainly, I like...
So you're talking about the actual beach.
The actual beach, and not near any of the piers, either. Too many people there. You kind of go a little bit further out, where all the rich people live. And the main reason I like Newport compared to a lot of other beaches is because the walk from where you park to, like, the actual water is so much shorter than anywhere else.
That's true.
Like, Huntington Beach, it's like a mile!
Yeah, that's the problem. That's part of the problem with Bolsa Chica. Especially if you park on PCH, it's like... literally a half a mile.
It's impossible. You're like dragging your cooler through the sand. You're like, how much do I want this?
Like, just leave it there.
Yeah, a lot. It's got beer in it.
Yeah, I don't. There, if it has important stuff in it, but I like that, and it has really good waves. Not very much seaweed, so that's nice.
Yeah, seaweed grosses me out. I don't know why.
Seaweed.
Dude, it's all slimy.
Yeah.
Sometimes though, you have to watch out because that's the great whites are there too.
Really. A great white.
Right there. There was one in Huntington Beach.
Remember that video when they were in Long Beach? Like a whole school of them. They're little babies, but still.
Yeah. Sand sharks are there sometimes.
Little nibble.
Yeah.
I'm not much into the beach.
To be fair, I have been going to Newport literally my whole life, and I've never had a problem, so.
It's probably pretty safe.
Don't start now.
I do know someone who did get their toe bit by a sand shark, though. But it's just like a little nibble.
It's probably because
like,
he probably stepped on its head or something.
Yeah, yeah. So they're not doing anything.
Get off
me. They're not hurting you.
Damn it. All right, RJ, did I get a three from you?
You did not, and so you picked the train to San Diego. I picked San Diego in its entirety.
You're the destination. I'm about the journey.
Yeah, so especially on Friday nights during hockey season, the San Diego Gulls play, the Ducks minor league team, and every Friday night home game, $2 12-ounce cans of Bud Light. Yes.
You keep telling me about this, and yet
it's so
you've
much
never performed and said, let's go.
Well, we'll plan it. We'll go.
Okay.
HMU.
Yeah, I'll hit you both up. And Gas Lamp is super fun. Great restaurants. Great. San Diego is like a smaller, cleaner LA.
Yeah,
but way more fun.
If you're gonna do something like that, that's an overnight trip, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the trains don't run that late.
It's like a getaway, but you're not going that far. So I love it.
But it feels like a totally different place.
It does.
Well, it has a beach vibe to it.
It's a lot more laid back. It's very clean. And
Petco Park is beautiful. All the rooftop bars that they have there and all that stuff.
I went to a beer fest there not too long ago.
Beer fest is nice too.
What's that music festival they used to have down there? Like 3-day music festival.
I don't know.
Used to be at the Qualcomm Stadium parking lot.
3-day music festivals are so in right now, and I'm not about it.
This one was like it's an old one. I think it's the San Diego street scene.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I get too tired. I can only commit to one night.
I can barely do one, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, I went to Me First in the Gimme Gimme's with you. I think you can do more than one night.
I can do more than one night. Yeah. I get worn out. If I drink too early, then...
then it's all over.
You like to day drink.
Then you get tired.
I love day drinking, though, because it's fun.
Yeah.
RJ.
Dartying.
Yes. Oh, my foot. Yeah.
Oh, but we matched, though, with both our feet up.
Not anymore. That's probably exactly the same as the last picture.
Probably.
Indistinguishable. Okay, we're down to two.
Two.
Who wants to go first?
Two. I will.
You go first.
Yes, I picked No Trip to Southern California is Complete Without Going to Disneyland.
Of course.
The original... the first Disney theme park. It's a staple of Orange County. You've got to go.
It's really the first theme park.
Yeah. Not an amusement park. A theme park.
Yeah.
Yep. Opened, July 17th, 1955. It's part of... it's woven into our fabric. Basically, almost anywhere in Orange County, minus the South, you can hear the fireworks at 9:30 every single night. So...
especially here in Fullerton.
Yeah. It's a little pricey now, but it's worth it.
They're doing that to get... crowds to go down, though.
Yeah,
it's a purpose. They're not just raising prices because they're like, we want more money.
Well, that's part of it.
Well,
they definitely want more money, though.
They've been I work at Disney, right? So for the people listening
in finance,
here knows, yes. But I was talking to people who were part of the team that priced the tickets and stuff, and they're like, we try so hard to get people to buy less tickets, and we raise prices. We make it like hard to get tickets, and nobody will stop buying tickets.
Oh, the demand's there.
You know? Demand. That's like a very steep demand curve.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yep. It's a tough life being popular.
Yeah. It really is. Making all that money.
I guess it's actually a flat demand curve, because at any price, the demand's constant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know graphs.
Economics. I remember taking those classes.
Yeah.
Graphs suck.
Graphs.
Well, I left Disney off my list just because it was too obvious, but I don't disrespect your choice.
Okay. Madison. I'll go number two.
Yeah.
All right. I put San Diego Safari Park.
Ooh.
So also going down to San Diego. Well, not it's not in San Diego. It's in,
that's the wild animal one, right?
The wild animal
Mission
one.
Bay? Or?
No, it's
inland. It's inland.
It's a little bit inland. Oh. I don't exactly know where it is.
Oh, SeaWorld's at Mission Bay. Huh?
Yeah.
It's basically, it's a zoo, but much more wild than a zoo, pretty much.
Yeah, because the animals aren't fenced in as much. It's a little bit like the Disney Wild Animal Park.
Yeah. The Disney World Wild Animal Park. Yeah, you can take the tram. It's just a bunch of animals like kind of hanging out in a big area. You take a tram around it. They
have. You've never done it?
No. That's great. Well, we should go there sometime, because it's my favorite thing that they do there is they have a cheetah run, where it's like they have the cheetah run down a long stretch. They show you how they go. But how they train the cheetahs to do this and not be, you know, wild animals is they pair the baby cheetah with a puppy at the same time. So they grow up together.
So it domesticates a little bit.
They can train the puppy, and then the cheetah will kind of.
Like
the one I saw was like a mastiff.
So, that's a big dog.
So is that. So let me. Is that kind of messed up? Because you're taking an animal and you're giving it a puppy, and you're. Its instincts, you're telling it to do the opposite of your instincts, pretty much, right?
Well, you're trained. So what they do is they, well, I can't say this for 100% fact, but my understanding is they train the dog and say, okay, you know, dog, which those are domesticated animals, dog you.
For many thousands of years now.
Yeah, and give it treats when it does, you know, what it's supposed to do as you train a dog. And then the cheetah just kind of picks up on that.
Like, hey, now, as
any would, as any animal probably would.
Any animal with a brain, yeah.
Yeah, any smart animal would. And so they kind of like train it to be, you know, not attack people. And I think that's more of what they train it to do, is because the zookeeper has to be there.
And you can camp there. They actually have overnight lot, like have in the park. You can rent
camp
a campsite.
That's cool.
And, yeah,
I mean, you're not like surrounded by animals, but you can hear them.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah, they have like an elephant show there.
That's
they
like the Animal Kingdom, right? Yeah, in Wilderness Lodge, you can stay there, and that's
imagine that. But the animals aren't like coming up to you, and you're literally camping in a tent.
I'm in. Let's go.
It's fun. It's cool there for sure.
Yeah,
it's an experience.
Good choice.
Thank you.
My number two is the aerial tramway in Palm Springs.
I've never done that.
It's fantastic, and I'll tell you why. You go from the base of the valley, which is not much higher than sea level because it's super hot out there, right? Mm-hmm. And you get to the top, it's 8,500 feet above sea level. And you get there in like 12 minutes. And it goes, it's a spinning, it's like one of three spinning trams. Mm. So as it goes up nearly vertically, it spins, so you get a view, 360 view.
You're not getting dizzy, though. It's not going.
No, not that fast.
Oh, okay.
And then when you get up there, you're like in the mountains. Hmm. It's like literally, it's like being a Big Bear.
Is it snowing up there?
In the wintertime, there's snow. Even in the springtime, it's like if you go in the, let's say, early spring and it's 100 degrees down in Palm Springs, it'll be like 60. There's a 40,
wow,
40
really?
Degree temperature difference. It's not unusual.
How long does it take?
It's 15 minutes tops. From the bottom to the top. And there's all kinds of hiking trails when you get up there. But you literally go from the desert to the mountains in 15 minutes.
Well, there's your snow to desert right there.
Yeah. You could definitely do that.
Or your desert to snow.
And back.
Because if it's snowing up there, you're done.
Yeah, I never thought of
that.
Yeah.
It
basically puts you up not too far from Idlewild if you've ever been up to Idlewild. Except you get there a lot faster.
Incredible.
It's amazing. It's really a cool experience.
I've seen it.
There's a restaurant at the top. So you can, it's kind of like an Alpine Lodge restaurant. And there's a bunch of hiking trails with some pretty phenomenal views of the desert floor.
Not a big fan of hiking, though.
Well, but they're flat. They're like flat.
You can go to the restaurant.
Hang out at the restaurant. Have a beer. Don't
have a beer, enough. Some french fries. And
yeah, I could.
Not a bad idea.
Now we're talking.
Especially if you go to the desert and you're tired of the heat.
Yeah.
It's a great way to escape the heat.
Yeah. The last time I was in Palm Springs, the air conditioner in the car went out.
So of all the...
Oh, I remember. That was that one for my dad's funeral, right?
Yeah, so yeah. We bought a bunch of ice packs from the grocery store and put them on the... We all sat on them. We put them on the
That's miserable.
Seats.
And at least it was like April.
It was still hot. So hot. No, my mom's car. Yeah. It was when we were younger. It was the Explorer. And so it was myself, Delaney, and Lexi.
2012.
Putting...
Yeah, 8 years ago.
Yes. Putting all the ice packets down when we're sitting on them as we were driving.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Sarah and I drove out in a nice, comfortable American car.
And we're like white trash, just like sitting on ice packs that we just bought from Ralph's.
Yeah, it worked, right?
Yeah, we had all the windows open.
Oh, all the hot air coming in?
Yeah, but like if you closed it, you would like start suffocating. It was so hot.
Gross. Stunk in there.
Yeah, it gets hot out there. That's why I say it's a good respite to go up on the tram.
Though the outlet malls are on the way to
Cabazon. Yeah, and the dinosaurs. Morongo
Casino and the dinosaurs. Don't forget the dinosaurs. Caliente. If you've ever watched Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
I have not.
Hadley's Orchard, Date Farm Orchard, or whatever they call it.
The JW Marriott Palm Desert's really nice, too.
Yeah.
Beautiful hotel. There, yeah.
Looks nice. Palm Springs, as a general rule, is a beautiful spot. But
and all the windmills. If you're into windmills.
Half
of which don't work, but yeah.
Yeah. It's
they work. They're just not moving right now.
You just have to be prepared. It's a 2-hour drive to get out there, frankly. Right. So.
Yeah, but good stops along the way, so that's what matters. Yeah, there's an In-N-Out stop along the way.
There's
that,
like
20
In-N-Out stops.
I know. They know how to
and
do it right.
And 15 Starbucks, too.
Oh, by the way, so every month, I had no idea, Applebee's, I never go there. They have a drink special. It's every month. It's valid every day. It's $1 at the bar, and this month is... strawberry lemonade and vodka.
Oh, I'm in.
For $1.
What
day of the month? So there's Applebee's in it for the entire month,
so
every day.
One drink.
Oh, one single cocktail is $1.
Yeah.
No, you can order as many as you want, right, but just one.
No,
one
is $1. That type of cocktail is
$1
all month long.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. That's a better way to describe it.
Yeah, sorry. So,
let's Uber over there and get some
drinks. There's an Applebee's
right now.
La Habra
and
one in Anaheim, I think. So we need to maybe this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I know
you guys have to go because Linda and I are going to New Orleans. Saturday.
Oh,
yeah.
Saturday morning?
Leave at like 9 o'clock, yeah.
So we'll just go out Friday night?
We do that too.
Boom, done.
Boom, done.
We'll be hungover on the plane. It'll be awesome.
Oh, that's a terrible feeling. I've done that before.
It would totally suck.
I almost puked in a plane once.
Oh, good. I've never
almost puked
in a plane.
Almost.
Almost did, though.
So I got super sick on the plane once, but it wasn't my fault.
Whose fault was it?
My eardrums.
Oh. Yeah.
That's part of you, I think.
But not consciously me, though. I didn't, like, make the choice to make my eardrums not work properly.
Hmm. So you got sick or just uncomfortable?
Like dizzy?
Once I got off the plane, when I went to the doctor, they're like, oh, yeah, you need medicine.
You messed up,
and they're like, this is a 10-day medicine, and if it doesn't go away, you need to go to the emergency
brain
room.
Surgery.
That's how bad it was. They're like, you have to go to the emergency room if it doesn't go away.
It went away, I assume.
You know what the funniest part about
sure.
The funniest part about having that ear infection, so it was in like both ears, I couldn't hear anything. When I would take a shower, I couldn't hear the shower water other than it hitting my head.
Hitting your
head. I could hear it inside my head. But not outside. So it's like it was like if water was hitting the
it's
ceiling.
It's like if you just put your hands over your ears and blocked out the sound.
It's like standing in a room and water hitting the ceiling. That's what it sounds like. I don't know if the closing
you sound
your
crazy,
ears.
Crazy, by the way.
Like a crazy
person.
It was the weirdest thing.
Your new condo. Is it close to any like good bars or nightlife or?
I don't know yet, but it's on. It's right next to Colorado.
Okay, that's good.
So, not
in Rose Parade Route for anybody watching
Rose Parade. There is a downtown right there, but I don't know. It's not the old town.
Are you close to the house that you house at last time? Is it in?
I think it's closer to where we went and had lunch.
It's closer to Old Town.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Uber there, right? I mean,
it's probably a 2-minute Uber.
Oh, beautiful.
Perfect. It's right there.
All right, so we're down to the last pick.
This is it.
We'll start with the way we started first. So
Madison, I feel we all know what I would pick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I haven't heard it.
I beat you to it, but right.
From your list yet. But let's hear it anyways.
Okay, Disneyland.
Disneyland. Or California Adventure.
California Adventure. Yeah. Well, yeah, we were
debating. Disneyland Resort.
We were debating before whether, yeah, you can separate them.
Could you make two
them.
Out of that?
Well, you could make three, because then you could do Downtown Disney.
True.
Yeah.
But if you say the resort,
it's a package.
You say resort, it's everything.
Yeah, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
So they're having the beer and or the food and wine festival there starting on Friday.
I saw that on the Twitter machine.
I am pumped.
When are you going?
I don't know. We might be able to go this weekend.
Let me know.
Okay. Yeah, they got food, wine. It's going to be instead of Soarin' Over the World, which is trash, it's going to be Soarin' Over California.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Better. Oh, it's way better to do.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees.
Original.
Yeah.
It's the OG.
OG. Better.
Bigger,
smells
faster.
Smells like oranges. Like
yes. It does. Yeah. The beach.
The beach.
All that.
Yeah. Love I don't know that, why they changed it. What dummies.
Well, Disneyland is a fantastic choice for anybody who's never been there.
It's definitely somewhere you have to go. It's one of those things that's just
you
like,
got to do it. It's a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, it should have been on my list, but it was just so obvious I couldn't put it on there.
It's definitely an obvious. I would say San Monica Pier is a pretty obvious one, too. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of just if you're in the LA area, that's where you're going to go.
Yeah.
So my list is completely unoriginal.
What's your first? I'm curious because a theme is developing in my mind commentary.
What's the theme?
I want to hear what your first one is first.
What do you think the theme is?
There's not a lot of like LA in our list.
Right. So let me head there then for you. You knew this is coming. So if it's the right season, you got to go to a Lakers game, especially now with Kobe having passed. I guess there's renewed interest in the Lakers, and we're really good. So Staples Center is a great venue to watch.
Also, Kings
you can just hang out
there.
In LA Live.
Or LA
if you can't get into a game, I mean, it's
right. Yeah. But cool the experience vibe. Of a Lakers game, you can watch the Clippers. It's just not the same. The lights are different. The floor is different. The fans are different. So the banners are obviously different. So
non-existent.
The Lakers are the preeminent, the favorite team in Southern California.
You think
I would?
They are.
I would
one.
Go watch the Kings there for sure.
Lakers and Dodgers kind of trade off.
Yeah,
but
the Dodgers have been not so good for so long. I would agree.
Well, but they keep. I don't know anything
about
baseball.
They made it to the World Series.
They keep making
twice,
it.
And
they
cheated out of one.
Yeah,
of them.
And then they keep getting cheated on. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I understand.
No, they did. So the town will shut down, and even Orange County too will shut down. But you'll draw interest for the Lakers and the Dodgers, especially come playoff time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But as far as history goes and whatnot, both franchises have a great history. I think the Lakers have way more. Well, I know they have way more titles. As far as players go, you got Wilt, Shaq, Kobe, Kareem, Magic, James Worthy. I can go on and on. Gail Goodrich, so Jerry West. So I think the Lakers are the preeminent franchise in Southern California.
I would probably agree with you. The Dodgers are older, obviously, because they started
started in Brooklyn, though.
Brooklyn, but even here, they were here in the 50s.
Yeah, so I would say the Lakers game should be on the top of everybody's list.
Yeah, and if you're going to Staples Center, go to Kings game.
While you're there, catch a hockey game as well.
Catch a hockey game. Definitely Kings,
You'll
not
Ducks. You'll have fun. But sports in general, if you want to see the Angels play down in Anaheim, you can watch the Ducks in
they
Anaheim
have good,
too.
And this
nachos.
Year,
the
Rams
and
Chargers
at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
And if
LAFC,
LA
Galaxy.
Down the street. And if it's college football. Yeah. Go to the Coliseum
USC.
Or to the Rose Bowl.
No, don't go to the Rose Bowl.
Go to the Coliseum.
Cut that out real fast.
In other words, you have so many
lots
choices
of options.
As far
you
as
have
sports
a lot
goes.
Of sports stuff,
right?
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
And if you're not, don't want those mainstream. I mean, like, if you want to go do golf or something too, tons of golf stuff.
Yeah.
Which is why I was in Philadelphia for New Year's, and I liked Philly because they only have one of each team,
mm-hmm.
so everybody supports. Those
for each sport,
everybody's yeah. united. There's no rivalry amongst the sports teams like you would have here in Southern California mm-hmm. with, you know, Angels. Not
all
that Angels and Dodgers
two.
Have a rivalry per se, but Lakers. Where
I would say Kings Ducks is probably the biggest.
Definitely, yeah. So they do for sure. USC UCLA.
Yeah.
Everything in Philly is as far as professional sports goes.
Eagles,
all
Sixers,
those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Flyers.
Phillies and Flyers, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And they all root for those teams,
yeah.
which is really cool. I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, all united. Well,
yeah,
that's cool.
New York's a little bit different. So my number one, I'm the last one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be a surprise, but it really shouldn't be.
I don't like it.
Catalina Island.
Oh, I knew it.
I was going to put that one on my list, and I forgot.
So Catalina Island. First of all, the majority of the people who aren't from California don't even know there's a place called Catalina Island.
I know people from California who don't know what Catalina Island
is.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful island. It's 26 miles off the coast of California. 75 square miles or so. And it's amazing. It's a beautiful spot. A lot of people who go there say it reminds them of being in Europe, like Avalon. In fact, I was in line to get on the boat coming home once. I work for a Catalina company.
Yeah, a little bit.
I should be open about that.
Put that disclaimer out.
Yeah,
then.
Transparency.
I said I work for Disney.
You did. He works for the government, by the way.
So his favorite.
Anyways, I was on the line to leave Avalon to come back to Long Beach on the ferry, and there was two girls from Italy behind me. And they're vacationing, they're touring all of the U.S. And like, oh, yes, this reminds me a lot of the Amalfi Coast in their Italian accents.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful accent. Fun fact about the, what's the boat that goes out there?
The Catalina Express.
Larry dry-heaved on that boat.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah, so after Team USA played Team Portugal. And for every Team USA Tim Howard save, we did a shot of Jameson.
Wow, that
and
sounds terrible.
Seven or eight. Saves shots later.
Cristiano Ronaldo was not helping us out.
No, then he won the game in overtime. They tied it in overtime.
That sounds terrible.
And then Larry had a.
That was a Sunday, and I had to be on the boat at 6 o'clock in the morning the next day.
He was dry.
Although they got luau Larry's there, I like luau Larry's. You get your sombrero.
You get your wiki whacked. It's like a little straw hat that you wear if you drink a certain thing. They have buffalo milk, which is the local drink. I think it's like Kahlua and vodka and some other thing. So, yeah, it's just so unusual to have an island off the shore like that that people don't know it even exists.
Can you get a discount on the boat?
I get a discount on the boat.
You can get a discount on the boat if you're over 65 or work for
Disney, we get one.
How much?
I don't get a discount.
I don't know. I'd have to check.
It's not cheap. It's like $75 round trip.
Whoa, really?
On the ferry.
Round trip, though.
It's an hour and 20 minute each way. So
That's still pretty pricey.
It is. It prices a lot of people out of it.
Yeah.
It's not the typical ferry where you drive your car on, like they do in Seattle and places like that. So it's a little bit different, but it's a lot of fun. There's a good chance you'll see dolphins. In the right time of year, you'll see whales on the trip over back. Right. So it's really cool. It's a hidden treasure. A lot of people just don't even know it exists. So
cool.
So back to my point, there's not a lot of LA in our list, and not only that, a lot out of LA, like far from LA, like San Diego and Palm Springs, Catalina Island.
LA is just like
big.
It's big, and you would only go there to be like go to one restaurant kind of thing. There's not anything to do.
Well,
really,
I thought,
it's annoying.
Yeah, 40% of my list was LA, right? But I think the Walk of Fame is just a dump.
I
can't imagine people who travel here to see a bunch of stars on the sidewalk, and then it's just filthy, dirty. I don't know. I don't like going to LA.
There are parts of it
that are kind of nice, like where the Kodak Theater is, and
sure, that those parts are decent.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's overrated.
But what do you do there, right? Then you wander around. You're like, okay, it's been an hour. I'm bored.
If you're gonna do, well, I actually toyed with the idea to put on like the star tour. You get on the bus, and they take you on like here's all the star homes, or even just wandering around Beverly Hills, like Rodeo Drive,
or Hollywood Hills, just drive
through Mulholland,
if you dare, that just sounds boring to me.
I don't care about where people live.
Drive down Sunset Boulevard, through West LA by the Getty and on your way to Santa Monica.
Yeah, I mean it's a long day of driving.
It is.
They have good nightlife there, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you enjoy $10 Bud Lights, absolutely.
Oh, God, yeah.
Especially like Los Feliz.
And $10 a part and Echo a $20 cover charge. Yeah, so before you even have a drink, you're $40 in the hole.
It's such a hassle.
Most big cities.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'll pass on
but
that.
But you just...
All right, well, that's a good list. So if you're listening from out of state, now you have a lot of ideas what to do when you come visit.
Or what not to do. I said it first.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's a wrap then. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Adios.